This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Midwest Academy in Lee County closed its doors in early 2016. At the time, the former boarding school for troubled teens was the subject of a law enforcement raid investigating sexual abuse. Soon after the closure, a small group of former students and their parents sued the boarding school, its former owner, and several associated groups. It now appears that lawsuit is falling apart. The lawsuit alleges sexual abuse of students, the use of isolation rooms as punishment, a lack of proper nutrition, and improper training of staff. It seeks compensation for damages related to fraud, assault, battery, and false imprisonment. But newly obtained court records show about half of the plaintiffs signed documents asking the court to remove them from the lawsuit. The requests to be removed from the lawsuit were all dated after March 8th. That's when a judge removed Midwest Twister from the lawsuit. Midwest Twister owns the land where the school was located. The students and their parents claimed in their lawsuit that Midwest Twister was an alter ego for the boarding school. The judge did not accept that, stating there was no proof connecting Midwest Twister to the school other than owning the land. It's unclear whether the remaining plaintiffs will continue the lawsuit. Their attorney has yet to reply to a request for comment. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.